GDA supercharged, a human catastrophe inequalities, participation in human rights before, during and beyond COVID-19. Summary briefing. For full report visit www.gda.scot. Call 0141-556-7103. Email info at gdaonline.co.uk. Before COVID-19, disabled people were already facing a human catastrophe, decades of inequality made worse by austerity. The pandemic and responses have supercharged the inequalities we already faced, and created new ones, with long-term impacts. Disabled people's voices will be vital to ensure Scotland's social and economic recovery leave no one behind. Over 20 years, GDA has built a disabled people-led community of interest, connecting 5,000 disabled people across Glasgow. We quickly mobilised this infrastructure to engage our members' lived experience and expertise, and develop a COVID response shaped and led by disabled people. This summary shares headlines issues raised by disabled people through this engagement. Details of responses we put in place 16th March minus 31st July, and ongoing. Recommendations for actions our governments and leaders must take to tackle these supercharged inequalities. Poverty and food insecurity. Disabled people already three times as likely to be living in poverty and facing food insecurity. Today's COVID engagement showed. Minus 57% worried about money. Minus 47% worried about access to food. Supercharged. Cost of living increase. Barriers to food support. Social security barriers and delays. Shielding entitlement gaps and delays. Employment impacts support cut too soon. Response. GDA writes now, 137 individuals supported through 199 phone/online appointments to gain £191,115.47. March-July. The Lifeline, food, medications and essentials delivered to 1,251 individuals in 874 households. Information gap. Disabled people already face barriers to information and are four times more digitally excluded. GDA's COVID engagement showed. 41% face barriers to information. 60% digitally excluded. 80% not aware of local accessible supports. Quote, no one provides accessible information, so I don't know what advice to follow or what support is out there. Quote, I don't have internet so it's GDA that keeps me informed of my rights and what's happening. Response, GDA engagement. Minus 8,500 plus phone calls made / received. Minus 20,000 accessible info mailouts. Minus 4,500 plus signposting referrals. GDA connects. Minus 393 digital support calls. Minus 200 plus devices / equipment provided with coaching and support to get online. Isolation and exclusion. Disabled people twice as likely to face isolation. 71% have difficulty taking part in things locally due to lack of access, support, information, or negative attitudes. GDA Action Research 2018. GDA's COVID engagement showed, 82% worried about isolation. Supercharged. Vital supports cut or withdrawn. Digital exclusion or social contact. Increase in barriers, hostility and hate crime in public spaces. Virus fears escalated by treatment rationing and DNRS. Response. The learning. Minus 218 online sessions with 200 plus learners. Minus 188 received digital coaching to access activities. Minus 83 peer support group sessions. Sessions have included local history, recycled crafts, tea and chat, literature appreciation, printmaking, mindfulness, mental and physical health inequalities. NHS Scotland cancelled 73% of planned treatment in April, including for heart and respiratory conditions, neurological conditions, and 53% of cancer treatment. Today's COVID engagement showed 90% worried about mental or physical health. Supercharged. Pain management services curtailed. Rationing of treatment and DNRS threatened basic rights and equality. Support for long-term mental health conditions withdrawn. Lockdown worsening existing conditions, lack of mobility, therapies stopped. Response. The well-being, one-to-one support and advice for health and well-being. -676 referrals. -563 follow-up calls. -300 plus connected to supports, for example, befriending, counseling, peer support. -86 online health and well-being sessions, including chair-based exercise, tai chi, mindfulness, relaxation, coping with anxiety, healthy cooking. Social care crisis. While response is centered on protecting the NHS, our social care system all but collapsed. Nearly half of all COVID deaths happened in care homes. And many disabled people were left even more vulnerable, with vital support withdrawn when they most needed it. Today's COVID engagement showed 47% worried about social care support. Supercharged. -2,000 plus care packages cut in Glasgow from the 20th of March, many with no notice and no follow-up. Many left with no support to wash, eat, take medications, or forced to rely on other vulnerable family, friends, neighbours. Response. To future visions, holistic support to tackle barriers to choice and control. -57 people received tailored support, including life coaching, peer support, group CBT, and practical support to cut through barriers and access services, for example, equipment. -918 disabled people supported to share lived experience of social care. -227 signed up to contribute lived experience to ongoing social care reforms. GDA's recommendations. 1. Supercharge involvement of disabled people in recovery planning. A. Embed lived experience in recovery planning locally and nationally, including resilience planning and redesign of public spaces. B. Ensure place-based approaches are equalities-proofed, invest in equalities training and parallel equalities-led approaches. C. Embed participation in national performance framework, capture benefits of participation for democracy, well-being, tackling inequalities. D. Invest in inclusive learning and community development, build aspirations and participation through online and offline capacity building. E. Promote inclusive, accessible communication for all, involving disabled people in communications planning, equal access to information. 2. Supercharge rights, implementation and monitoring. A. Embed UNCRPD in Scots law, revoke Coronavirus Act, investigate unequal impacts on disabled people's human rights. B. Co-design a disability equality action plan with learning from COVID and Affairs Scotland, including a disability poverty strategy. C. Reinforce employment action plan commitments and ambitions, involve disabled people to mitigate COVID impacts on disability employment gap. D. Tackle rising hate crime, improve reporting, responses, awareness, fund and co-design a better third-party reporting scheme. E. Empower public sector staff to deliver human rights, cut through bureaucracy, act with kindness, equalities training and collaboration. 3. Supercharge support existing, emerging and responding to gaps. A. Extend shielding list, Develop resilience registers for future crises informed by lived experience and better data collection. B. Invest in keeping vital supports which emerged during COVID, but tackle deeper inequalities and build resilience. Digital, well-being, food supports. C. Elevate social care to protect rights and resilience. Reopen OVE. Establish a national social care agency, co-designed for dignity, respect, human rights. D. Fast-track disabled people's access to vital services to address unequal impacts of lockdown on our mental and physical health, care, housing. E. Invest in holistic, empowering support to tackle barriers faced, for example, GDA's Future Visions model with disabled people in the lead to navigate pathways, unblock barriers, achieve goals, participate and fulfill potential. End of document.